Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God from this morning's Holy Gospel, found in John chapter 20. Jesus said to Mary Magdalene, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." This is God's word. A photograph has the ability to capture a moment in time. But one of the interesting powers of photography is sort of the essence it captures with it. Let me give you an example of what I mean. If I see a copy of my first grade picture from Mrs. Simon's class at Quinnesec School in 1984, I see the blue sweater and I can remember how itchy that thing was. I can remember the sound of my teacher's voice. I can remember the smell of the hallways in that school. A photo has ability to not just seize an image, but bring to mind all the things that go with it. Mary Magdalene, no doubt, was longing for a bit of nostalgia. If she could have had a photograph of her Lord and Savior, that would have blessed her. He was the one, Scripture tells us, that had cast 7 demons out of her. She is sometimes regarded as having been a prostitute, though that's not recorded in Scripture. It's sort of a tradition or legend that has sprung up around her. Whether that's true or not, she sees her Lord, her teacher, as one who has freed her from bondage. And she longs for him. And so, when she sees him risen from the grave in the garden outside the tomb, she cries out, "Rabboni," teacher, falls to his feet and grasps him, holds him close. And Jesus says words on which we will ponder this morning. He says to Mary, "Do not cling to me." And it begs us to ask the question, why wouldn't we cling to Jesus? Why wouldn't we hold on to him as tightly as possible? Isn't that in essence what we do by faith? We hold to Jesus and his redeeming work. Jesus explains his reasoning to her. "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Because for Jesus, though it is finished, there is still work to do. Now, we just barely got to Easter here early in the morning. We don't want to rush too quick to Ascension Day, which is 40 days from now. But Jesus has more yet to do. He is risen from the grave and yet continues to be risen. There are little nuances in the language of Greek that highlight at this. Jesus is not just risen, he is and continues to be the risen Lord and Savior. He goes to his Father's right hand to reign over all of the Father's creation as the risen Lord. And so the church gathers on Easter morning, not like Mary trying to hold on to a memory of something in the past, We are not here simply to remember that on one day 2,000 years ago, Jesus rose from the tomb. We are here in joyful celebration that Jesus continues to be the risen Lord and Savior. The Easter Gospel, whether you read it from John or the other Gospel writers, we'll hear it from Mark at the 9 o'clock service, that Gospel account is not a mere photograph, a snapshot of a memory in time. And the risen Jesus is not just a memory. He is and continues to be our risen Lord and Savior. He reigns as our resurrected Lord at his Father's right hand. He reigns and rules over us here and now. And so, you and I, as the Christian church, we learn to view our life in light of this truth, that Jesus is and continues to be risen. It is not just past event. It is present reality and remains so forevermore. In our Old Testament reading from Isaiah chapter 25, the prophet describes a mountaintop, and on that mountaintop, a feast. A feast of well-aged wine, of marrow, of wine well-refined, a feast in celebration that on that mountain, the Lord has swallowed up death forever. Death is undone. Death, which Adam and Eve brought into this world by their disobedience, death, which has afflicted every single human being on this earth throughout its existence, that death is swallowed up in victory. And as St. Paul reminds us in 1 Corinthians 15, not in our epistle, but later in the chapter, death is swallowed up in victory. Death has no sting for those who are in Jesus Christ. Easter is not just a memory of the past, but the truth in which you and I live today. That our greatest enemy, death, has lost its sting. Jesus reigns and rules. Jesus is risen, and Jesus forever is risen. It's one of the reasons throughout its history the church has gathered to meet the rising sun. And I'm thinking of that now because I've done Easter sunrise services all throughout my ministry, but it always falls on a different date, so it's never exactly the same. But as I stand here, I can feel that sunlight pouring in on my face. That is the light which scatters darkness, that Jesus is and continues to be risen. And so while we gather to look back on that truth rooted in history, as Paul reminds us, the resurrection is historical fact. That's why Jesus appeared to others, that they might see him and witness him, and that their testimony could be given for us in the pages of Holy Scripture. Jesus did indeed rise from the dead at a moment in history. And so we look back on that in joy and in confidence. But we also go forth this day knowing that on every day, Jesus continues to be risen from the dead. That as he called St. Paul to go forth and preach so that others would believe, as Paul described in our epistle. So that continues to be our message, our hope, our light in the cold and darkness of this world. That Jesus is and continues to be and forever will be risen from the grave. And to that you can cling. To that you can hold fast. To that you need never let go. That Christ is risen, and risen indeed, and forever remains so, so that we can have a forever to share with him when we are raised to be with Jesus forever. Do not cling to the memory of Easter. Cling to the one who this day is risen and will be so forevermore. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.